This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Today is the deadline for tens of thousands of workers in healthcare, nursing homes, and government to prove that they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or have an exemption, and most employees in those settings did. Many workplaces with mandates report vaccination levels with at least one dose were near or above 90% last week. Dr. Michelle Barron is with UC Health. She says that system, like many workplaces, requires an additional hurdle, regular testing for the unvaccinated. Oh, sorry. I think we're having some technical difficulties there. The state of Colorado says 87% of its employees have gotten at least one dose. State officials say vaccination rates improved in health settings by 15% or more after the mandate was issued. Colorado officially has a new congressional map ahead of next year's midterm election. The state Supreme Court signed off on a map today. For the first time in state history, the new map was developed by an independent commission, not state lawmakers or the courts. However, some groups objected to the final boundaries. They argue that the districts dilute the impact of Latino voters. Democrats are also unhappy because the map could result in Colorado sending an even number of Republicans and Democrats to Congress. However, the state Supreme Court says the commission correctly interpreted the criteria for drawing a new map and did not abuse their discretion. Having a map finalized means more candidates are likely to start jumping into next year's race. You're listening to CPR News. Boulder is at 36 degrees and overcast.